Perhaps. Comparing air defense systems is tricky, for they are designed for different things. Iron Dome deals with small rockets. Patriot handles large missiles and planes. Coyote is built for what the Pentagon calls Group 1 and 2 drones, which weigh less than 25 kilograms and fly below 3,500 feet, or 1,069 meters. Roadrunner is designed for Group 3 threats, which can weigh almost 600 kilograms and fly up to 18,000 feet, like the Iranian Shahed-136 drones that Russia has used to attack Ukraine. A Coyote costs about $100,000 per unit. Roadrunner is priced at low six figures. That makes it not much cheaper than many existing air defense missiles that can engage a far wider range of higher-end threats, like cruise missiles, says Justin Bronk of the Russi think tank in London. He points to NASAMS, a Norwegian-American system, which uses off-the-shelf missiles. The cheapest cost around $400,000 to $500,000 each. Nonetheless, America's special forces have already bought a few Roadrunners. Anduril will hope large-scale production can bring costs down. But anti-drone technology is a crowded field. In 2019, an American destroyer downed an Iranian drone using electronic warfare. High-powered microwave weapons and lasers have been fitted on warships and tested at air bases. Roadrunner's theatrical launch reflects a divide in America's arms industry. Critics see the country's established firms as complacent and lazy, and welcome disruption from scrappy newcomers such as Anduril. Indeed, Roadrunner's name is a deliberate dig. In the Looney Tunes cartoon of the same name, the nimble Roadrunner outwits Wile E. Coyote's attempts to catch it with needlessly complicated gadgets. The big players, for their part, roll their eyes at upstarts with little experience of mass production. But there is nothing like a little competition to spur everybody on.